Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, so Mark calls us last week, and he's all stressed out because he found some stuff on a computer that he thinks is sort of maybe even planted there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, the scans that I do will pick up any data that is added to the computer since the last time I've worked on it. When I did the scan, it showed the file path going back to the desktop. So it was on the desktop for me to see it as soon as the computer came up. But they were pictures of her and one of my good friends who was married, and they were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing in the pictures.
All right, so they're all in the same social circle together. And after we take that call, the bulk of the Bert Show community said, stay out of it, dude. Either she's sort of like guiding you into this conversation and she wants the word out, but it's not going to end well for you and your friend. So don't say anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark listens to the advice and then decides to do just the opposite. He calls us on Friday. He's like, I just can't hold this secret.
As you know, I had this stuff on the computer. I am wiping the computer clean, which I have already done. I'm giving the computer back to her, but I am going to say something to my guy friend, my boy. I'm going to say something to him, and we're all supposed to, over the weekend, we're all supposed to hang out together, you know, his wife and all of us, and, you know, I just feel like I need to let him know what's going on.
All right, the toughest part of that whole thing. Of course, you've had the conversation with the guy, but then everybody in the social circle, including mistress and dude messing around on his wife, are all going to be hanging out this weekend.
And wife.
And wife's going to be there, too. So what did he do about it? You want to make predictions on this, Jeff?
Well, he said, I think he chickened out. He said he was going to bring it up. I think he bailed. I think he got, once he got in the physical presence of people, he's like, you know what? Silence is golden.
I think he talked to his buddy, and then he bailed on the whole group thing.
That's what I was going with, too. I think he did talk to his buddy, but he bailed on the buddy before he got a full reaction. It's almost like, I'm dumping it on you. Here's the information. I'm out of it. Bye.
Stick and move.
Right.
When? He wrote him a note.
Yes.
Confronted the buddy in the group setting.
In the group setting?
Yes.
Nah. Good morning, Mark. You're on Q100.
Prediction.
Good morning. How's
it going? How are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right.
Who was the closest to the truth?
Well, I confronted him, not with the group. I talked to him on Friday.
Damn it.
I hung out with the group for a while, but I ended up bailing on the group.
All right, so did you call him on the phone on Friday, or did you say, look, we got to meet for lunch or something?
No, it was a face-to-face.
It was, okay. And how'd that whole conversation start?
No kidding.
Oh, he denied it. I mean, I told him, I had to fix the girl's computer, you know, but I said her name, and, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm good with the computer, and this is what came up on it. And he's like, no way. He's like, nope. He's like, he just completely denied it. He's like, it's not possible.
So he said it wasn't him? He pulled a Shaggy? It wasn't me.
Yeah. Who are you going to believe? Me or the tape?
That's a guy reaction, though.
Mm-hmm.
Deny, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that these people aren't clothed at all in these pictures. Did you see his face? Like, it was 100, you're 100%.
Yeah, 100%, you can see his face.
Okay.
Okay.
So when he said, no, that's not me, what did you say?
I'm like, you know, I'm like, you don't, there's no reason to lie to me. I'm like, first of all, I'm not going to say anything to your wife. That's totally on you. I'm just saying that she has this, and you need to look out for it. So he sent her a text, and she texted him back while I was there and said that I didn't know what I was talking about. You know, so at that point, I'm like, you know what? I've told you, I'm done.
Oh, she threw you under the bus too.
Yeah.
So he was standing there saying, dude, I'm going to prove to you that you're wrong, and that's when he texted her in front of you so that he showed you her response.
Well, see, that's just it. I don't know what he sent her as a text. He's like, he just said, I'm gonna hit her up right now, and he hit her up, and then he sent it back, and he showed me what she sent back.
Mm-hmm.
So I like I said, I'm just done with it. I don't know if they want to keep seeing each other. I don't care if they want to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I put it in his hands. It blew up in my face. And, you know, I tried to get through, we all met up at Atlantic Station. I tried to get through that. Couldn't do it. You know, I'm done.
Do you, now looking back on it, do you wish you would have done something differently?
Yeah, probably not said anything to him about it. And just,
really?
I don't know about that. See, you were true to yourself.
Right.
I mean, and you're living your life authentically, man. So I don't know how that can be a bad thing. You might have lost some friends over the whole thing, but you live to your own truth, you know.
Yeah, that's true, and that's the only way I can look at it, you know. And like I said, for him to catch an attitude and her to deny, you know, I have no idea what they're up to.
Well,
it's of no consequence to me.
Yeah, I think you did your part. I mean, because I didn't expect them to react in a, oh, you're so right, we need to be more careful kind of way. You know, because they're automatically going to deny it.
I'm surprised, dude, like from dude to dude, though, if you guys were close enough, I'm surprised he didn't go, okay, man, it's been going on for a long time. Let me tell you what's happening in my real life with my wife and how this all happened. I'm a little surprised that he just
He may
denied
end up
it.
Doing that.
Yeah.
I think initially knee-jerk, it was to deny it, though.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, if he steps to me like later on in the week or something and says something back, then fine, you know, I'll listen. But, you know, it was just so uncomfortable hanging out that I just really had to go.
Do you think that his wife is going to notice that you don't hang around anymore?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when I left the other day from Atlantic Station, she asked me if I was okay. I'm like, yeah, things are all right. You know, something just came up and I just got to go. She's like, well, you know, I mean, it's not easy for me to, you know, cover up or hide my emotions. You know, so people around me that know me know when something's bothering me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I just wonder if it would go off as a flag in her head that all of a sudden, like, you don't want to be around her husband anymore.
Or she'll start pressuring the husband, maybe, to talk to you. Like, something's going on with our boy Mark here. You need to go talk to him.
Right. See what's wrong with him.
See what's wrong with him.
Is she totally 100% clueless?
Absolutely.
No clue. Hey, Erica, good morning. You're part of The Burt Show.
Oh,
hi.
I'm curious why the picture was never printed out.
Yeah, how come you didn't have it, like, in your back pocket as total proof?
I didn't want to have no proof, no nothing. You know, I didn't want any remnants laying around, nothing.
Yeah, see, I think that's, we covered that a little bit on Friday. Like, I would need to see the proof.
Mm-hmm.
That just drags him into it even more, though.
But we're showing the proof to the guy who's in the picture.
It's just like, embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Like, he should.
I see what you're saying. If it was to his wife,
you need the proof. But you're showing the picture to the person who's in it, who knows he was in it.
Right.
Seems like you wouldn't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You're part of The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you got Mark here. Find some pictures on a woman's computer in his social circle with one of his best friends who's married, and he confronts the best friend over the weekend, and best friend says, I don't know. What'd you say? You say something? I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh?
That didn't happen. So what does he do now?
Well, I'm wondering if there's any chance that the girl photoshopped the other guy's head into the pictures, and he's denying it because he has nothing to do with it and doesn't know, and she's denying it because she's so embarrassed that someone saw that. I'm in a class where kids can do so much stuff in Photoshop. It looks real. I would never be able to detect that it's fake.
Maybe she had her kid do it.
Oh, gross.
It sure sounds like it's possible, but it sounds far-fetched.
Photoshop is possible. If that girl is really psycho.
Yeah.
If she's really, really psycho, then
maybe.
she could have done that. But to me, his defensiveness confirms it.
And she's not so good
instead
on a computer
confused.
That she can't even clean out her own computer.
Right.
So she's going to be so advanced that she can put she can Photoshop.
Right. Well, and his reaction, like,
yeah.
He would have been confused, like, what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Where did you get the picture?
Right.
Explain this to me
How
again.
How in the
like,
world did she do that?
And he would want to have investigated it further had it not been true. But the fact that he was like, nope, not happening, you're crazy, total in denial, that confirms that he really was in the picture.
See, you can't do that. Guys can't do that to other guys because that's what we do. That's what we do to women to make y'all think you're crazy is when we're totally busted, we start chipping away on your psyche to make you think you're crazy. You can't do it back to a guy because we know the playbook.
Right.
So, Mark, you knew from his reaction initially, like, he was busted and defense mode.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you did your part. Yeah,
you did your part, dude. You lived authentically. How can you be bumped after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my whole reason for saying something to him was so that I would have a clear conscience. And the main thing was, you know, to see how, knowing what I know, how I would be with the group. But, I was just bothered too much by the whole thing.
Well, now, the rest of the group won't know it, but there will be a ripple effect in the entire group because you won't be hanging out as much. Or when you do, you're going to be hanging out at one corner and not the other. I mean, someone's going to say something eventually if y'all are that tight.
Yeah, I mean, if I continue to hang out, they're going to know something is up.
All right, let me put you on with Taylor here. I at least want you walking away feeling fairly decent about this whole thing. I know it's not very Burt Show, but hey, Taylor, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Good morning. I just want to let Mark know that he did the right thing because so many times we try to downgrade our own morals for others. So a lot of times we just need to, he needs to know that he did the right thing, especially if it's going to bother him so much.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Agreed.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, they're all coming in. All right, they got your back. Good morning, Evelyn. You're on Q100.
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that he was right on telling his friend. He should have. That's what friends do.
Even though he lost the friend and maybe lost the whole group, he did the right thing.
Well, I don't know if he was a true friend anyway.
Yeah,
if you're a true friend, you probably come clean and just go, okay, here's what I've been hiding here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot for sharing, man. Sorry it didn't work out so great, dude.
All right, well, you know, I mean, I'll just keep on going and doing me, you know?
That's right.
Go do you, okay? All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, dude. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.